Welcome to the Angel News Network's Current Events Broadcasting, brought to you by the Higher Realms, supporting humanity's ascension, creating the life we say we want, and Bridges Spiritual Center, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to Higher Realms is Philip Elton Collins, both co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi, and during each of our 50-minute shows, I'll be reviewing the current events of the day with Philip, channeling a higher realm entity, and we'll be talking about the various events that are taking place in our country and our world. Philip?
Hello, everyone. This is Philip. Just give me one moment. I'll go into trance, and we're going to be connecting with Ascended Master Saint Germain. Greetings, beloved students and friends. I come to you from the band, the frequency of consciousness that you know is the ascended mastership of Saint Germain, who was instrumental in the inspiration, the transformation, and the creation of these United States of America. Here you are entering your month of December. December, beloved students and friends. This is the opportunity to receive the cosmic energy coming into the core of the Earth, which will activate something called Christ consciousness. Christ meaning soul, soul consciousness, the awakening of your eternal, soulful, everlasting, loving beingness. Soul consciousness. There have been many, many incarnations of this frequency called Christ's soul consciousness, most recently within the personification of the one you call Jesus the Christ, who was preceded by many other deities in the past, some lost within your language, some lost in old religions, but they existed within the Egyptian spiritual wisdoms, within the Greek spiritual wisdoms, and then most recently within your Judeo-Christian concept of the Christ. It is very important and essential at this time, beloved students and friends, that you begin to separate any identity of something called Christ, soul consciousness, with any religion. The religion lies within yourself, within your eternal spiritual beingness. It's what you are in the process of mastering and bringing out into the world at this time. It is time to know that you are the Christ, that you are the soul within yourself, your eternal soul within yourself, awakening to love, equality, harmony, and balance, which are and were the foundations of the creation of something called the United Unity Field Consciousness of America. So as we begin to process the current events within your lives and your world, your nation, let us remember the foundation of this consciousness, of this Christ consciousness, of this soul consciousness, with all that we discuss at this particular time. How may I help you?
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning.
You know, it's so interesting that you brought up the subject of the time of the year when we celebrate the Christ consciousness. I wasn't going to ask about this, but there's nothing more important or more interesting, I think, than bringing up the issue of this time of the year, which we call Christmas. What do you think about the way we celebrate the Christ consciousness in the coming of Jesus? Do you think it's overwhelmed by commercialism? What's your perspective on it?
Let's look at the definition of the word Christmas, Christmas. It means soul celebration. And when and how you do this doesn't matter. For those who choose to have it be an opportunity to shop, for those who choose it to be an opportunity to come together with family and loved friends, for those who choose to connect in their consciousness with their Christ consciousness, with their soul consciousness, all of it is perfect just the way it is. It is a matter of you being able to accept that within each of these individuals, allowing them to be on the path where they are. But to further answer your question in more detail, no matter how it is expressed within them, whether it is a way that you would prefer or not prefer, there is an activation of energy whether they are aware of it or not. Sometimes that creates itself in joy, sometimes it creates itself in sadness. No matter how it is created, each soul is activated in a certain way by the energetic events that is taking place at this time of year. Does that help you?
You know, it's interesting you use that phrase, it's the activation of energy. That's exactly the experience I had. I was in Manhattan about 3 weeks ago. It was before Thanksgiving, and they were already beginning to decorate the windows with Christmas decorations in the middle of 5th Avenue and 57th Street. They have this gigantic snowflake that was already out there. But that's exactly what the impact it had on me. There was a kind of activation of energy that for me was joy.
No matter what you believe, something happens. Now let's talk about the concept of belief. It is time to transform, to transmute your believing into knowing. A belief can shift and change. Most of your beliefs, beloved friends and students, have shifted and changed over the years if you follow the history of what was once believed. Later, it was not believed. So it is time within the use of the soul consciousness, the Christ consciousness, to transmute your believing into knowing. And the knowing is based upon the truth that you are a Christ consciousness being here having a human experience.
And I think what you just said really connects to something you said earlier, because you referred to the we are the Christ, we are the Christ consciousness, and you referred to the awakening inherent in that to love, equality, harmony, and balance. And that activation of energy, it seems to me that so many of us feel around Christmas, really connects to the idea of love, equality, harmony, and balance.
There will not be another personification of the Christ within one singular event or individual. It will come within all of you. Do you understand? It will come within all of you being the Christ, all of you being the soul awakening, which is what Christ's soul consciousness means. There will not be another Savior to come. These have been past examples of individuals who came as a result of where the evolutionary process of humanity was at that time. That no longer is necessary. You have advanced enough as a human species that no one individual comes up. For if you really listen to the teachings of Buddha, if you really listen to the Christian teachings, you will feel and see at their foundation the awakening of this Christ consciousness, soul consciousness energy within each and every one of you. But in the past, humanity was not ready to receive it. They were not ready to see themselves good enough and worthy enough to be that Christ. Do you understand?
And now that's our role, isn't it? It's time for us to be the Christ.
You are all each the way shower of that awakening if you so choose. It is an aspect, it is a segment of each and every one of your soul plans, your purpose in being here, whether you are conscious of it or not.
So that's a wonderful thought to have in our minds as we move into the Christmas season, is that we are now the awakening of that soul consciousness. And that's our job, so to speak, our role.
You're it.
We're it.
If God is all there is, you are it. If Christ is all there is, you are it. How can it be otherwise? This has been the divine destination for humanity for eons and eons and eons. Once you reach that destination, that light body destination, you will be ascended into the higher realms.
Well, so that's a wonderful thought as we think about this Christmas season, that what a wonderful opportunity we have to really bring that kind of consciousness into every connection, every experience we have with each other at Christmas.
So and it's okay if you do not, or you will get there. When and how and why you get there may be an individual choice through your free will, but you will all get there.
That's a wonderful, beautiful way to end this conversation. Thank you, Saint Germain, for joining us.
You're welcome.